What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Nick Reiner.
You know I have strong feelings on this case. From a jail cell. Wearing a jumpsuit someone else issued him, eating food someone else paid for. Just filed a 136-page legal petition demanding over $1.5 million from a trust fund. A trust fund his parents created for him, the same parents he's accused of stabbing to death in their own home. He's not asking politely. He's not requesting consideration. The filing uses words like mandatory and unconditional and without further delay. He wants the court to force a trustee to hand over every dollar plus interest plus damages. This man has allegedly never earned a significant dollar in his life. Not one. Everything he has ever came from two people. Rob Reiner and Michelle Singer Reiner. Their careers, their talent, their work, their money, their love. And now, from the other side of what he allegedly did to them, he wants more. He's still reaching into their pockets. They are gone. And he is still reaching. You ever have someone like that? You know, where they just, no matter what, no matter what you give them, your life, your energy, every red scent you have, all of your emotions, and after they've drained it, they're like, well, I think I'm worth more. I think I should have more. I think I should get some more here. I want more from you. I'm going to manipulate you. I'm going to try and lie to you. Holy shit. There are monsters in this world. I want to be real with you for a second. I've covered a lot of cases, and I've seen a lot of entitlement from a lot of people who have done terrible things. But something about this one hits different. Something about reading that petition, the language in it, the framing, the sheer audacity of what Nick Reiner is trying to pull from behind bars made me angrier than I've been in a while. Because this is not a legal filing. This is a window into a person. And what you see through that window is something or someone who has spent their entire life consuming the people around them and who can't stop. Not even now, not even after. The worst thing imaginable. Here's what happened. Nick's civil attorneys, a separate legal team, not his criminal defense, a whole separate operation filed a probate petition in Los Angeles County Court. The filing says Rob and Michelle set up individual trusts for each of their three kids back in 1993 when Nick was an infant, separate from the larger Reiner family estate. The terms were clear. Half goes to Nick when he turns 30, the rest at 35. According to the petition, these are mandatory and unconditional distributions, not discretionary, not dependent on behavior or circumstances. Just here's your money when you hit the age. These things exist. And that's where this could get a little tricky, my friends. Nick turned 30 in September of 2023, and reportedly he never got the payout 2 years before Rob and Michelle were killed. The people managing that trust had already decided this man should not have access to this kind of money. The petition calls that a shifting series of excuses and justifications. It says the trustee raised unsubstantiated concerns about Nick's competence. I'm going to guess they're a bit substantiated, but anyway. Nick's lawyers call that an overreach. I call it common sense. You don't hold back a mandatory distribution for 2 full years unless you have a reason. And everyone around Nick Reiner seems to have arrived at that same reason long before the rest of us did. And we're going to explore the legalities of this week in some conversations with attorneys. Because as emotionally riddled as this case is, and as common sense as it is to say, yeah, I don't want you to have this money anymore. Some financial vehicles, as people call it, that know money a hell of a lot better than I do. When you enter into them, and certain money goes into them, especially if there's tax ramifications on any of it, like it's not being taxed or this or that. And there are shields in some of these things from taxes that are applicable because of the way that they're structured, that these are a guaranteed payout at an X date to X person. Everything else be damned. Like, they can be, you know, the murderers of the most puppies in the world, or their parents, or whatever it may be. They can be the most drug-riddled addict on Skid Row, carrying puppies as backpacks, dead ones. I mean, just think of the most, you know, horrible type human beings you can think of. Insert that into the equation. Even worse than Nick Reiner. If that's how some of these things are structured, that's how they are structured. It makes them kind of dangerous because you enter into an agreement with this money that you have and your hope for that person that you'd like to give the money to at some point in time. And you hope to God they're competent enough to handle it when they get it. Now, I don't know all the mechanics of this trust. So I'm saying that up front. I'm not saying that that is exactly how this is structured, but I do know for a fact that sometimes, a lot of times, structures like this, Nick might be exactly right. Is it irresponsible? Is it crazy? Is it immoral? Is it just a slap in the face to who? And where this money is coming from? Without a doubt. It's like pulling their corpses out of the ground and pickpocketing from them in a sick sort of way. But it is what it is. I can't change that. You can't change that. So again, we will dive more into the legal area of this with attorneys. And like I said, people who know more about the structure of these sort of things soon. And just because Nick's attorneys say, this is what it should say, or this is what we believe it says, These documents are all up for a level of interpretation through attorneys. And there's probably a reason why he hasn't received his money before the murders. May also be giving us a motive for the murder. You didn't give me my money. Now I'm going to get it from you this way. Might be a logical thought process for an addict, not for the rest of us. Maybe saying something louder than he realized he's saying it. By throwing that one out there, especially if there is evidence of hostility about that money on the part of Nick Reiner. There's your motive. And we all know a truth about broken brains like this. Once they're fixated on something, there ain't a whole lot that's going to stop them. Michelle and Rob were not the finale in this case. They were another card that tipped over in a long line of cards in a deck that Nick just keeps reshuffling and restacking and tipping over. There's my two cents into some of this, but there's a lot here. So again, as we continue, your thoughts in the comment section and Substack and YouTube as we continue this conversation here. After Nick was arrested, his brother Jake and his sister Romy, who had just lost both parents, who were buried in the kind of grief that rewrites your entire life, they stepped away from Nick. They reportedly, initially, were in on it, in on the hiring of Alan Jackson to represent Nick. Yes, Alan Jackson returns to the story. I know. It's just, there are certain people in this planet or on this planet that just kind of make my skin crawl a little bit. He happens to be one of them. He's a good attorney. He is, but yeah, it's how I feel. It's just my opinion. I'm sure he's a lovely human being. Anyway, they arranged the retainer. They communicated with the legal team. In the middle of the worst moment of their lives, they tried to do right by their brother. And then they stopped. They pulled the funding. According to reports, they were disgusted. Well, they learned more. Sources describe Nick's behavior behind bars as erratic and threatening. One source reportedly said, they can't bankroll chaos. Another, Nick's defense is Nick's defense. They're not involved. As they slowly understood the reality of what had actually taken place here and the involvement of their brother, allegedly. Jake later described the whole ordeal publicly as a living nightmare and too devastating to comprehend. So Jackson withdrew. That's what we knew at the time. Nick got a public defender. And for any normal human being, that is where you reckon with your situation. You look around the cell and you understand that the people who love you or did have drawn a line, that the well is dry because you are the one who poisoned it. But Nick Reiner is not a normal human being. Nick Reiner is someone who has never, not once in his 32 years on this planet, accepted a consequence. So what did he do? He went around his siblings. He assembled a separate civil legal team, and he filed a 136-page document demanding the court force the money out of the trust his dead parents set up for him when he was a baby. His own brother and sister told him no. His response was not reflection. His response was a lawsuit. And the language in his petition, I need you to hear this. The filing states, Nick loved his parents and he is devastated by their deaths. So then the next line, it says the facts about what happened to Rob and Michelle are not an issue in this trust litigation. I don't know why it has a slightly English accent, but it does. I've read that twice, and it still makes my skin crawl. Nick loved his parents, followed me immediately by, "Do not think about how they died. Forget the crime scene. Forget the knife. Forget December 14th. Just open the trust and cut the check." That's what the petition is asking a judge to do. Look at the man who's accused of murdering two people in their own bedroom and treat his claim to their money like a routine paperwork dispute, as if Rob and Michelle died quietly in their sleep and their son is just collecting what was always coming to him. It gets worse. The petition also requests money so Nick can replenish his jail commissary account to buy, and I'm reading directly from the court filing, socks and personal hygiene items like soap. Socks and soap. In the same document that demands over $1.5 million. The same filing that includes a declaration from Alan Jackson saying his firm is ready, willing, and able to resume representation of Nick. The second funding appears. Well, we know why he left the first time now, don't we? In my opinion. You don't have to file a 136-page petition through a separate civil legal team over soap. The socks are the sympathy play. Alan Jackson is the real ask. The commissary line is there to tug at the judge's sense of decency, to make withholding the funds feel cruel. He just wants soap and socks. And Alan Jackson, poor Nick, sitting in a cell, can't even buy soap. Except the cruelty in this story was not committed against Nick Reiner. The cruelty in this story is what allegedly happened in that Brentwood home. And the petition wants everyone to just look the other way. The petition also says, Nick is currently awaiting trial on double homicide charges. No use of his funds could be more important. His own attorneys are arguing that being charged with killing his mother and father is the reason to speed up the money, not a complication. It's not a red flag. It's justification. The thing he allegedly did to them is now the pitch for why he should get their money faster. The murder charges are not a consequence in this filing. They're a sales tool. No use of his funds could be more important. That is a man's legal team leveraging two dead parents as urgency language in a financial petition. If that does not make you sick, you're special. Who is Nick Reiner? Because we need to be clear about who is making this demand. This is not a self-made person who fell on hard times, if you're new to this story. This is a man who was born into one of the most privileged families in American entertainment and turned every advantage into wreckage. 17 rehab stints his parents reportedly paid for. Starting at 15, cocaine, heroin, meth, homelessness. He chose because he refused the programs they arranged. A father who directed a feature film about his addiction to try and bridge a gap between them. A conservatorship in 2020 that sources say he considered beneath him. A mother who reportedly told a friend, "We've tried everything. We don't know what else to do." Every resource that love and money could buy, every second chance, every third chance, every 17th chance. All of it funded by Rob and Michelle. All of it burned. And the only thing Nick Reiner apparently learned from 32 years of being carried by other people is that there is always more to take. That's not tragedy. Tragedy is what happened to Rob and Michelle. Tragedy is Romy walking into that house and finding her parents. Tragedy is Jake having to bury his mother and father and then explain to the world that his brother is the one accused of killing him. What Nick Reiner has is a pattern. A long, well-documented, exposed for the entire world to see pattern of taking from people who love him until they have nothing left to give. And this petition is the final iteration. The last take. The one where the people he's taking from are not alive to say, stop. Because that is what should make everyone's blood boil. Rob Reiner was worth an estimated $200 million. He built that through decades of work, through films that defined American cinema. Michelle built a career alongside him as a photographer and a producer. They raised three kids. They set aside money for all of them. And the one who allegedly destroyed everything is now the one demanding the biggest seat at the table. Nick did not build that wealth. Nick did not contribute to that legacy. Nick did not earn a single cent of what is in that trust. Rob and Michelle earned it. And Nick's contribution to their story, according to the charges against him, was to end it. Now, California has a law for exactly this. Probate Code Section 250, the Slayer Statute. And it says something simple. If you feloniously and intentionally kill someone, you don't get to inherit from them, period. The law treats you as if you died before they did. If Nick Reiner is convicted of murdering his parents, he is legally barred from touching $1 of their money, not from the trust, not from the estate, not from anything. It all goes to Jake and Romy. The entire framework was built to prevent exactly what is happening right now because the legal system understood long before this case existed that some people would have the audacity to try to profit from the very act that took someone's life. And that's what makes this petition so nakedly transparent. Nick knows the clock is ticking. His pretrial hearing is in September. The DA's office is still reportedly weighing whether to seek the death penalty. If the case moves towards conviction, the Slayer statute locks the door and throws away the key. So what do you do if you are Nick Reiner? You file now. You try to drain that trust before the system catches up or says, huh, we need that money back. You race the statute. You run one more play, one more manipulation, one more grab at something that does not belong to you because that is all you know how to do. That is all you have ever known how to do. Rob Reiner sat in that interview for Being Charlie, the movie he made about his own son's addiction, and reportedly said, I'd rather you hate me than you be dead in the street. That was a father talking, a father who had already been through years of treatment centers and relapses and homelessness and heartbreak, and who still showed up, who still tried, who still loved the person who was destroying everything around him. And Michelle was right there too, the whole time, two parents who would not quit on their kid no matter how many times he quit on himself. And now their kid allegedly has repaid every single one of those acts of love with the worst act a child can commit. And his follow-up move? This very next play from a jail cell is to demand their money. This petition is not about trust law. It's about mandatory distributions or trustee overreach or the rights of a beneficiary. This petition is a portrait of a man who was given everything by two people who loved him more than he will ever understand and who took and took and took until there was nothing left to take and who is now from the other side of their deaths reaching back for one more handful. The money in that trust was an act of hope. Rob and Michelle set it aside in 1993 when Nick was an infant, when they were looking at their baby boy and saying, huh, abortion's legal, isn't it? We should have gone down that road. No, okay, they didn't say that. But I bet there's some people on this planet who wish they did. No, they had belief, they had faith, they had hope. They believed he would be starting a family maybe in his 30s, that he'd be standing as a grown-ass adult at 30. They believed he'd be their son, a productive member of society, like their other two kids eventually turned out to be. They could not have imagined, no parent could, that their son would allegedly be the reason they were not alive to see either milestone and that their hope would be weaponized against their memory in a probate court filing. His siblings said no. The trustee said no. The family said no. Every single person who's been inside the blast radius of Nick Reiner's life looked at the situation and came to the same conclusion. They all drew a line in the same place. And Nick's response every time to every person who's ever told him no has been the same. Find another way around them. Find another pocket to pick. Find another door that's not been locked yet. The only person left on this planet who believes Nick Reiner is owed something from Rob and Michelle Reiner is Nick Reiner. And that is not a legal argument. That is a diagnosis. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. Love for you to weigh in, and we will continue our conversation right there. If you're finding our reporting valuable, hit subscribe wherever you're listening or watching right now. We do greatly appreciate that. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend, because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10.
all the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com, SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.